Students learned a life lesson Wednesday in standing up for a cause they believe in. This happened at Riverside Brookfield High School, where they were disappointed to find out one of their favorite teachers' contract would not be renewed.
I'm really upset to see her go, and it's like the school doesn't care.
Apparently, they wanted to defend their social studies teacher, Ms. Jill Musil. And Tuesday night, the school board officially decided not to renew her contract, so there was a sit-in on Wednesday.
Ms. Musil has been, you know, raising this issue about the administration, being vocal about this, addressing the issues that this is, we should be inclusive and that everyone's welcome at, you know, RB.
But all the news reports are very circumspect as far as what the initial incident was. It was some sort of incident that revolved around racist graffiti. And apparently she was too vocal after that.
Sounds like it might come down to her and a disagreement or a misunderstanding with an administrator, but we want to find out what the too vocal about the racist graffiti was.
Yeah, within reason. We don't want to use any terrible language. We welcome Jill to the program. Jill, good morning. Can you explain?
Good morning.
We appreciate you jumping. I know you haven't talked to many people, but I just wanted to get your take. Can you tell us briefly about the initial incident? I think we might have talked about it on the air. It happened, I think, last November at some point. It was racist graffiti found scrawled on a bathroom stall during the presidential elections, obviously. So why did you have to speak up regarding this? What got you in trouble with the school board?
I don't think it was speaking up about the graffiti or anything like that. I actually just had the graffiti reported to me, and I think graffiti is even, you know, not really an appropriate term. It was hate speech. The administration has told me that they did not like that I initially put up a sign that said something positive in the bathroom before I discovered any hate speech in there, just knowing that the students of RB had been talking about hate speech happening in that bathroom for a few weeks. And before I had the chance to actually report it, my sign was within, you know, something like 20 minutes. My sign was ripped down and hate speech was replaced. As a result of this, our school decided to have a day of positivity. And I was asked to speak at that day of positivity. Before that could happen, though, there seemed to be a little bit of a conflict with an assistant principal over the idea of if the phrases Black Lives Matter and Brown is Beautiful and RB Loves Immigrants are true examples of positivity or not. And he disagreed with two students who believed those to be messages of positivity. And so I kind of intervened, and though I don't believe I was disrespectful because we did talk about it later, I did try to at least, kind of mediate the situation.
Were you, if I can just interrupt you here, and were you deciding what the curriculum was going to be? In other words, did you step outside the boundaries that the school board and the administration had set for teaching?
Oh, no, I have not, no. I'm officially being released because of unprofessionalism, but the administration, the way it works teachers who are earning their tenure is you just have to be given a reason. There really doesn't have to be much of an explanation behind it. So the administration seems to keep changing their story about what I've done that was unprofessional. They're telling the students that it's nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter project. Now they keep bringing up that I discussed abortion or birth control with students, which I've only discussed abortion as a government teacher when we discussed Roe versus Wade, and I don't get into details. We just discussed the arguments for and against. And the in terms of birth control, I had a student approach me on the side and ask what an IUD was, not asking for advice on whether or not to get one, but just she didn't know and she didn't feel comfortable asking another teacher.
Sure.
I believe that conversation was overheard. And but I was never actually formally reprimanded or anything for either of those discussions.
And just to be clear, you didn't have tenure, so you were
This would have been my year that I would have earned tenure at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. And you think that might be the rub right there, huh?
The superintendent has been meeting with parents. I'm also a Special Olympics coach, and it's been extremely devastating to my Special Olympians to know that I won't be back next year, because it's very hard to explain something like this when you don't understand it yourself to someone with a disability who also can't understand it.
Did you try to mediate this with your union representing you or anybody else helping?
All of this has been involved with the union, and I can't really get into too many details, but there are still actions being taken behind the scenes by the union. But I know that, I'm sorry, going back to what I was saying, that the superintendent did tell the parent that, you know, something about that, you know, well, with tenure, you get teachers that think that they can, you know, say or do whatever they want then, and they take advantage of that fact. And I don't know if he was referencing me, but he did make that fact or make that statement to one of the parents of the Special Olympians that met with him yesterday.
Well, good luck to you. I mean, we were on your Facebook page there at the school, and they get all these schools behind these students behind you, and then some of the Facebook messages from the students that you have teach, and these are the people that you put out there in the world. I'm not agreeing with one or the other because I don't know the whole story, but it would seem like you've had a really nice positive impact on these kids.
Do you plan on staying in the business, Jill? Are you going to get another job?
Yeah,
you expect?
I hope so. I hope this is all going to be good publicity in the sense that I've always had a classroom of respect and rapport, and my students have really demonstrated that I've always spoken up for the disenfranchised in the school. So with any luck, I'd love to continue teaching because this is my passion and it is really what I would love to continue doing. But, you know, right now we're kind of in a holding pattern of me finishing the rest of the school year amidst all of the everything going on. But I do want to say that my students and the community and parents have been so wonderful and so supportive, and that's really what's heartened me through this, especially because, like I've kind of indicated to you, I'm still really not sure how and when this, you know, came about. It seems that I went from someone who was asked to speak in an assembly in November and because I was, quote, well-respected, to being non-renewed in 3 months' time. And
well, it's a hypersensitive time, that's for sure, with all the issues that you've mentioned. So, it can be dangerous.
Yeah, I would imagine, John, when you have to go do a curriculum at any school or any public forum, you better have every group represented.
Yeah. Jill, thank you for taking time to tell your side of the story.
Thank you. It was nice speaking with you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Take care.
That's Jill Musil, one more month, or I guess the rest of the school year, I should say, at Riverside Brookfield High School, but her contract has not been renewed.